Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another exciting episode of Discussions with Delia Farquharson. Delia is a licensed social worker and experienced life coach, dedicated to helping you achieve your goals and become your better self. She specializes in helping others identify the connections between your thoughts, feelings, and actions. Welcome, Delia.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us. And before I get started, I have to just address, I don't know what happened last week, but nothing worked. So we were not able to broadcast our show, and suffice it to say, my guest was a little upset. I apologize, but he was really upset about it. But there's nothing, you know, we can do to control that. So, you know, I'm sorry that that happened, but everything is good this week. Before I get started, I want to say Raymond's on his way, but my friend and colleague, Mary Kingsley, sent me an email just now about a gala that's going to be happening on, let's see, October 30th, and it's going to be a masquerade ball at the Seashore Restaurant and Marina in City Island, and it's going to be honoring our past interim superintendent, Judith Johnson. So I hope we can support that, because I think Judith Johnson did an awesome job in our community, and she certainly deserves this honor. So, Mary, please save my ticket. I will be there, and, you know, to honor Judith Johnson and to support a worthy cause for the Rotary Club. So today we have a really special guest who's going to be coming on in a few minutes, and we're going to be talking about a really important topic. And this person, this really special guest, who's somebody that's really close to my heart, is going to talk about her personal experience. So, you know, the topic is sickle cell. And sickle cell is the condition that many people are affected by, but not a lot of people know about it. So our guest is going to shed light on this, I believe. And Monique, are you there?
Oh, yes, I am, my dear. How are you doing?
I'm very well.
Hello?
Very well. Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, I am great. I take it a pleasure to be on here, and I hope that I can enlighten all of your viewers, listeners at least.
Mm-hmm. Okay, wonderful. So let's get started, Monique.
Sure, darling.
Sickle cell disease, SCD. What do you want our listeners to know about sickle cell disease?
Okay. Sickle cell anemia, I have been diagnosed with this disease since I was 3 years old. And I basically, when I came to the United States, I'm from Jamaica, and when I came to the United States, my brother and I was one of the first patient, our pediatrician has ever experienced having sickle cell anemia.
Wow.
And there's a lot of doctors today that don't really know a lot about the disease. And the disease basically is a crippling blood disorder.
Right, right.
And basically, that's what it is. It's you would have the normal blood, you know, your normal blood cells are round. Ours are in a sickle shape, like a square, you know. And when that occurs, there's not enough oxygen going through the bloodstream, and that's what produces pain.
Wow.
Now, yeah. I only can speak on my behalf of some of the experience that I've been through, and it's been tremendous.
Yeah, that's what we want to talk about, is your experiences. What has been your experience? So you've been living with this condition since you were 3 years old. We won't say your age, but it's been a long time. And so tell us, what are some of the ways that having sickle cell disease, how has that impacted your life as a child? Tell me about it as a child. How did it impact your life as a child?
As a child, being in school was one of the most difficult tasks that I've ever experienced, whereas, you know, just as simple as doing gym. And that's required, you know, because I cannot use all my oxygen. My oxygen level will deplete. And then that will cause me to go into a full-blown crisis. And a crisis consumes of pain in the joints and all over your body. And sickle cell can attack anywhere in your body, anywhere it chooses. And that's how that the disease is a deadly disease. But growing up, I learned how to rise above.
So, for example, tell us about how did you overcome not being able to do gym? How did you do that? How did you get physical activity, or did you?
Okay, I get physical activity by minimizing. Instead of, you know, being a child, you want to run, you want to play, you know, and stuff like that, and getting to the knowledge, whereas, you know, if I run too hard, yes, I will get tired real quick, and I will go in a crisis. By the time the night, I will play in the evening, I'll be fine, but as soon as the night hits, I'm in a crisis, and I'm at the hospital. I've spent most of my life as a child in the hospital.
Wow.
You know.
What was that?
With different, you know, even if somebody have a cold and they sneeze, I get it, and it triggers my crisis. Anything will always triggers it. There's one time at 13 years old, I went to a funeral, and being in the cemetery, I got sick from being in the cemetery, and it triggered my crisis. It's something simple like that. There was a fly, you know, flies flying around, and it went in my nostril, and it triggered my crisis.
Okay. So your immune system is very delicate.
Yeah, very, very delicate. Very, very. So I've always had to be aware. I've had to grow up real fast with learning and trying to be a step of this disease in every way possible. And as I said, there's not a lot of medication back then in the 80s where they could be like, okay, fine, here is the pain medication. Because basically it's pain medication, oxygen, and that so you could the blood could flow through the your bloodstream 7 days, and then you're fine if you don't have an infection.
Then
you're back to normal.
So when I look at the CDC side, you know, it says the causes of sickle cell disease is that it's a genetic disorder and that it's inherited from parents. So, but for someone to have the full-blown disease condition like you do, both parents have to have a trait of the disease. Is that correct?
That is so true. Mm-hmm. Both my mom and my dad were tested, and they both had the trait. And I mean, it's so weird. The disease is so weird that it skips every other generation.
Oh, what do you mean?
Okay, so for instance, my brothers, they have the trait, and me and my brother, my late brother, he had, and we both had the full blown. So every other generation would get it because it skips
a generation.
Every other generation. That's how it works.
Right.
And also, you know, with you having a child, it's so difficult that you have to, you know, the child has to be aware that she dates someone or she marries someone that has a trait, and given that she has the trait also or he has the trait also, then that child will be full-blown.
Right, so you have to be aware of that.
Yes.
Now, let's look at some of the statistics, right? I kind of looked up some of the statistics about sickle cell in the United States. It says it affects 90 to 100,000 Americans.
Yes.
It occurs among 1 out of every 500 Black or African-American people.
Yes.
And 1 out of every 36,000 Hispanic Americans.
Yes.
The trait, though, the trait, one in every 12 person of African descent has the color as a trait. One in every 12.
Yes.
But
yes.
He says sickle cell disease affects people throughout the world and is particularly common among those whose ancestors came from sub-Sahara Africa.
Yes.
Now, what I thought was interesting is that it says that the CDC says that seven states, let me tell you them, California, Florida, Georgia, North Carolina, New York, Michigan, and Pennsylvania, they're coordinating to put together a registry of people who,
yes.
Who have this disease. And I guess this will, you know, provide better, more for research.
Yes. And also, I don't know if you look up in your research that if you contract malaria, people who have sickle cell disease will not be affected with malaria.
You know what? It's interesting to say that. Because
the disease will kill the malaria.
Right. There's a little tidbit that says sickle cell disease occurs more often among people from other parts of the world where malaria is as common. It is believed that people who carry the sickle cell are less likely to have severe forms of malaria.
Yes.
So, yeah,
and that's what is so different. You know, that is what is a disease that's very complicated. And what I want your listeners to be aware too is because I may have sickle cell the disease, and you may have the disease also, but we are not the same. You know, the effect is totally different.
Right.
Growing up, I mean, even in high school, I spent most of my time on bedside. You know, because of the cold weather affects you, the heat affects you. So you can't get too hot and you can't get too cold.
Right.
So you have to be in between.
Right. But, you know, it sounds like, and this is really pretty amazing, that even with the difficulty, that you've really learned how to manage your disease. How do you think you managed to do that?
You know what it is? You have to look at the broader aspect of a life. There's no way you can sit and say, I have this disease, so it's going to cripple my life. That's how I look at it. I look at it as, look, I can work, I can eat, I can sleep. As long as I get up every day and I can function, I am fine. Not because I have sickle cell that you're going to tell me that I can't. Can't is not in my vocabulary. That's my aspect. That's how I deal with where I am concerned. And you can't get up every day and depend on someone, that you got to, my foot hurts, so I can't do this, I can't do that. My back hurts, so I can't do this. No. You have to push.
Where do you think you get your strength?
Say it again.
Where do you think you get your strength from?
Let me tell you, I get my strength from my mom, my late mom, God, my family. I have a great family support, and they're amazing. And if I see that you can do it, why I can't do it too? What?
Okay.
Because I have one. And there are other people out there with other different types of disease, and they're doing it. They're doing it. So tell me, who's telling me that I can't do it?
Right.
You know?
So you talked about pregnancy, and the CDC also talks about that it may be challenging for people who have sickle cell to have, to have children. But you've defied that odd too, right? You defied those odds.
Exactly. They try to tell me that I couldn't have kids and I shouldn't have kids. You know, it's there's an and I went over the hump. I did it. I proved them wrong. And I've known a lot of sicklers that have proved them wrong, and kids are fine. you know, they have the training and everything, but guess what? You got through the pregnancy fine. You got through the delivery fine. And you try to raise your child to your best ability. You learn, you teach them how to be positive. You know, look at everything in life as positive. Everything is more positive. Negative is not in our vocabulary, and especially in my house. You defeat the odd. You know.
Right.
So, you know, I have my daughter, and my daughter comes and says, "Mommy, I have a headache. Do you want something?" "Oh, no, mommy. I'm okay."
So tell me this, how does it impact the family? Talk a little bit about how having a condition like this, which is chronic, how does it affect the family?
Okay, the most difficult part is when you have a 5-year-old, a 6-year-old, and you go in a crisis, and they have to see you go through, you know, the pain. And they have to go through this, and they notice it's a pattern. It's a pattern. And being away from them, you're in a hospital. And, you know, this is where I say having a tight family background, you know, family comes in where your family has to chip in, whereas the family has to keep the child while you do your 7th stay in the hospital, you know. And this is where the child, as I can show you, give you a little, for instance, one time I went in a hospital and my daughter would say, she would sit on a stretcher, and she said, doctor, you know what to do. Let's go onward, forward. And she was 7. And whatever the doctor would mean, she would say to the doctor, "What are you giving my mommy? Do you know exactly the name of the medication you're giving my mommy? You sure you know what you're doing, doctor? Do not hurt my mommy." You know, and hearing all those, it's, oh, my God. You know, and a lot of sicklers, you know, they want to be doctors. Sicklers' children, they want to be doctors because they intend that they want to find a cure.
Right.
You know, because I've seen my mommy. I've grown up with this, you know, disease with my mommy. And whereas my mommy suffered, I've seen my mommy suffer. You know, I know the routine. And these kids have to grow up really fast with knowing the routine. I have to take care of my mommy. I have to take care of my daddy, you know, to a sense. Taking care of, you know, to a sense, they know the routine. And I know 911. I know the different medication my mom or my dad takes. You know, they have to grow up really, really fast. And we try to make them have a live your kid life, live your teenage life. You know, do what you have to do, because mommy or daddy will be okay. So that's why I personally have to push myself. I can't let my daughter see me down. You know.
So tell me this. From a support network perspective, right? Because, you know, sickle cell has a lot of impact on all aspects of your life.
Yes.
Are you connected? Is there a large network of our support system outside of your family? Because, you know, you have a great family and you're fortunate. Perhaps not everybody is so fortunate. But is there a great system outside of the family that supports people with sickle cell?
Actually, we were trying to start a sickle cell awareness network that is a non-charitable network, you know, where you could always call in and get any little bit of information that you want to get, where just to even talk.
What's going on with that?
The website. I have a website. Yes, I do. And also, it's called Sickle Cell Worldwide Foundation.
Okay, and worldwide.
Yes. and it's called www.sicklecellworldwidefoundation.org.
.org. Okay, good, good.
Yes.
So,
and yes. You log on, and as I said, it's what we are trying to build up. Is as you know what we are trying to start. You know, because we're because there's so many people out there. I've had, you know, so many people call me with their kids, 3 years old. They're playing. Child come home crying. They know that they have sickle cell, but they don't know what to do. From you know, that aspect, and doctors, some doctors want to use them as guinea pigs. Try this medication. Try that medication, you know. And I'm a person that I'm no one's guinea pig, Adelia. I'm no one's guinea pig, you know. And I try to be ahead.
Okay. So tell me.
And you have to be positive. And this is what I tell them. You have to be positive. You know, do your research. Don't just take any medication because the doctor say just to take it, you know, because it might help. They don't know.
Yeah, tell me what you want to see. What do you want to see happen in this world with sickle cell? What is it that you dream that will happen, not only for you personally, but for the disease as a whole?
Right, for the disease as a whole. I would love to see they have a better handle of the medication, not just guessing, because the disease the disease is out there, and you know, I would love for, you know, you walk into the hospital, a parent can be comforted to know that, okay, fine, you know what, I don't have to worry about my daughter going into the hospital and getting, you know, in a crisis, can come out, and yes, you're not going to be knowledgeable 100%, no, but you're at peace. You're at peace.
Right.
You don't have to worry. Give her this medication, and because, as I say, sickle cell is a process. You have to go through a process. There's no around it. You cannot get rid of sickle cell.
Right. So is there a lot of research going on? Are you up, you know, are you keeping up with the research? Is there a lot of new research, new medications? Are the old medications still working fine?
They're trying, but the funds, a lot of funds is not there. They are trying to get, you know, to try all, you know, with the stem cells and stuff. And there's a new stem cell research that they're coming out with. And by the age 11, if you they were trying to do is do a complete bone marrow transplant. And basically, yeah, take out your whole immune system. Basically, and replace it with all new, yes, and replace it completely, and then basically, whatever family member you have, that's who you would have. You know, basically, you're working at their immune system, so the cells, the sickle cell, would not be there anymore.
So you're saying, if you get a donor match, and you're able to get a complete bone marrow transplant, and the body accepts it, then it's almost like it can. That will replace
the sickle.
Right, and so that can give you a better outcome.
Yes, but right now where it reaches, it's when you're young. If you're older, it's more difficult challenge for your body to accept it.
Right,
you know,
right.
And that's the thing, but you know, and whatever, and also another thing with sickle cell, it affects any organ in the body, anywhere it chooses, the bones, the kidneys, the liver,
mm-hmm.
the heart,
mm-hmm.
anywhere. So it's not only the joint pain and losing oxygen. It's not only that. So it's a more broader aspect, you know, where it decides, it eats up the spleen, it dissolves it like there's nothing.
Right, like, okay. You know,
because it feeds off something. It needs something to feed.
We have a couple minutes left, and I want to thank you because I think you've really provided some important information and a really great personal perspective on this sickle cell disease. So what do you want to What do we want our listeners to take away?
Yes, I would love for you guys to take away that there is hope. There is hope. Don't give up. And as I said, each day that goes by, your child, you, your husband, your children, have positive attitude. Every day you get up, and as long as you're breathing, there is a positive outlook because you're breathing. You have one more day, and I would love to get that aspect. It doesn't matter even if you're in a hospital. Fight. Just always fight.
I've seen that over the years that I've seen you fight this disease, and you're always winning. I'm so proud of you, and I want to thank you very much for sharing your story this evening on Discussions with Delia.
And I appreciate it, you know, and always keep that smile.
Thank you, my dear. Always have
a smile in your face, good, bad, or ugly. Keep smiling.
Thank you, Monique. It's so good to talk to you.
Okay, no problem, my darling, and I love you, darling.
Love you, too. Take care.
All right, darling. Bye.
So that was, a really interesting conversation about the sickle cell disease. I think we learned a few things. That it impacts mainly people of African descent, some people of Spanish descent, and that it's critical, no matter what it is, to maintain that positive attitude, to maintain that positive outlook. I hope you learned something about sickle cell, and if you have a child or a family member with this disease, that it's really important to work closely with your doctors on making sure that you're making wise choices with the medication and that you are paying attention to what can trigger a crisis. So thank you for Monique for having, helping us with that discussion. I want to remind you again before we leave that the Mount Vernon Rotary Club is having a fundraising gala on October 30th. At the Seashore Restaurant and Marina in City Island. It's going to be honoring Judith Johnson, our former interim superintendent of schools. The price is $80 per person. And if you need tickets, you can call Mary Kingsley, my friend and colleague, 917-292-5378. Thank you, Mary, for sharing that information. So I want to, say in the last few seconds that we have, that I want to thank you for joining us this evening. And we're always looking for great guests. So if there's something that you want to discuss or promote, a cause you want to lift up, please reach out to us. Reach out to me, 646-397-2590. I'm always here and willing. So and Raymond did not make it in, so... Until next time, I say peace and blessings.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Discussions with Delia. Check us out on the web at discussionswithdelia.com and like our Facebook page, Discussions with Delia. Please follow me on Twitter at Discussion Delia. Thank you again for listening. Peace and blessings.